Further reading 3. Complementing across cultures and genders. In an earlier passage, we saw how a Chinese speaker, making a request in English, transferred the way he would normally make a request in Chinese into English. We saw how this created cross-cultural misunderstanding. This transfer of what we call speech styles from one language to another is a frequent cause of such misunderstanding. Here, we shall look at the different ways people from different cultures give and accept compliments, and consider the implications of these differences for cross-cultural understanding and the use of a regional variety of English as a lingua franca. Consider the following situation. Two Australian women meet. They are not close friends, but they have met several times. They are about the same age. They are both married with children. Their husbands know each other well, and their sons attend the same school. One of the women knows that the son of the other woman has just come top in the class school exams. Her own son came somewhere in the middle. It would be normal for the first woman to say something complimentary about the successful son. She would say something like, "I hear John has done brilliantly in the exams. You must be very proud." And the mother of the successful son would probably accept the compliment by saying something like, "Thank you. Yes, he did do well." Now let's assume this situation happened in Japan. What do you think the woman should say to the mother of the successful son? And what do you think the mother of the successful son should say in reply? Should the first woman say something complimentary about the intelligence of the second woman's son? And should the mother of the successful son accept or reject the compliment? Generally speaking, people in Australia will accept compliments. It is normal for people to say nice things about other people's children, for example, and for these compliments to be accepted by saying, "Thank you." Women also often compliment each other about the way they look or dress. Saying something nice about another woman's hairstyle is the most common form of compliment. Men, on the other hand, seldom compliment each other about their looks, and these days are unlikely to compliment women about their looks for fear of being accused of sexual harassment. If people from different cultures give and receive compliments in different ways, this has important implications for cross-cultural understanding. If it is normal in your culture to reject or deflect compliments, someone who accepts them will seem to you to be arrogant, even as they are only observing their own cultural norms. This also has important implications for the development of regional varieties of English. Should the regional varieties follow local speech styles, such as the way people make requests or give and receive compliments, or the speech styles of native English speakers?